Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight and sharing a lot of phone conversation. I was on the phone with Ann Dennison at, what, 7:15 this morning. So thank you for sharing your opinion. It's very welcome and consistent with our democratic process. And I think the beauty of this moment is that we all agree we want to save the wetlands. But there's some inherent risk in any real estate deal. I understand that. I think the council understands that. That's why we're, you know, struggling with this issue. But in the long run, I think this will pay off. Let me share a couple things.
I'm going to ask one more time. You know,
it really isn't appropriate.
You know, you had your opportunity. Nobody interrupted you, so please be respectful. You can disagree, and you can be respectful about it.
And if I could have the city clerk hand this out, this is some intent language. And what I'll do is I'll read it off so the public understands it. And I know there's some concern brought to me some time ago. We talked about the conservation easement, but ultimately that would devalue the land. And so when we went to sell it to the state, the city wouldn't get the rate of return that it seeks to get. So, you know, talking to the city attorney, hearing more opinion from the public, I know there was a case, I believe it was in San Onofre, over at Trestles recently, where there was some intent language in place, and it ultimately protected the land in perpetuity. So what I've got here is some intent language that speaks to the council's intent tonight, and I want to add that as part of my substitute motion. My substitute motion will be to move forward on this deal, but also to include this intent language. And what I'll do first is I'll read this off, and then I'll have the city attorney comment on this. He actually drafted this for me. The intent language reads as such: it is the intent of this city council in taking this action that the property to be acquired by the city be preserved in perpetuity as wetlands and or other open space. That's in lieu of a conservation easement, because the conservation easement would, in fact, devalue the land at this point, and again, the city would not get the return it seeks. So, Mr. City Attorney, could you comment on this language?
Mr. Shannon.
Well, I think the language speaks for itself. It evidences your intent. Of course, if a majority of you join into this particular addition, it evidences your intent that by doing this transaction, the property to be acquired, so far as you're concerned, will be acquired by the city to be preserved in perpetuity as wetlands and or any other open space.
Great.
I just want to correct one thing, Mr. O'Donnell. This is a substitute.
Correct. So I apologize, Mr. Mayor. You're correct. Great. So further, you know, I think we should look into the potential partner with LCWA, while this land is in city hands, to start cleanup, to ultimately open up the property to the public, connect it to the Bryant properties and ultimately the Hellman property. It is a better looking property once you go inside. This morning I was on my bike. I rode in there. The gate was open. And, you know, I spent some time over on the southern side, but not too – or I'm sorry, the northern side, but not too much on the southern side. And it is, you know, pretty precious in there. Take a walk if you can. Sneak yourself in there, take a look, or wait for the city of Long Beach, once we get into our hands, hopefully, to open it up to the public. I see this as a win-win. This is good for the city. It's good for the region. This is a chance to save open space. And if you look at the numbers, this is a decent deal, not a great deal. If you look at the resource being saved, this is an invaluable deal in my mind. So, again, my motion is to move forward, include the intent language, and ultimately bless this deal and get this in city hands later on, trade it off to this, you know, sell it off to the state, get our money back, and save this land in perpetuity. It's a good thing.
Is there a second?
There's a second.